And that's Mike Tyson, guys. Could be doing all of this, all of the curls, all of the lifts, all of those things, and you look healthy from the outside, but and leave a greater legacy, because all this stuff, all this other nonsense is going to be forgotten about.
This is garbage. I can say I bled for garbage.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
This is the Deen, the Deen.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings and peace. How you guys doing? There's a video that's been circulating, and inshallah, we can derive some benefit from what we're going to be discussing, because it has to do with one of the pillars of the Deen and has someone in it that you guys know, Mike Tyson. And he got around some brothers, Buddha Jack and Amir Abdullah. So these brothers, I don't know what happened, but they ended up making a jama'ah and praying together. So let's go ahead. And before we start, go ahead and hit that notification bell, subscribe, and make sure you support us on our Patreon, so you can get all of our latest episodes delivered to you as soon as they come out, inshallah. So let's go ahead and start with this video and see what got people so excited, why got people so excited, and how it can benefit you if you start doing this too.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, hayya ala salat, hayya ala al-falah.
So he's doing the call right now, the comment, and they're getting ready to pray in the direction of the first house of worship built by Abraham to commemorate the worship of the one God, God Almighty Allah. And that's Mike Tyson, guys. And our brother, Buddha Jack. And look how humble. I mean, just look at Mike here. Look how humbling this experience is. Because that's what the prayer is supposed to do. It's supposed to humble the human being. The human being becomes arrogant. The human being gets some wealth, some money, some fame, and the human being can become very rebellious, very ungrateful. But this is the formula for success, happiness, and actually it helps to humble the human being to keep that person grounded. Amazing. And it's amazing to see. I can see why people got excited here seeing our brother Mike.
Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar.
Now look at that. This is amazing, like nothing else. If you were going to invent a way to worship the Creator, I mean, can you find a better way? No, but this has been sent from the divine. Jesus prayed like this, Abraham before him, Moses before him, and all the messengers and prophets that the Creator sent out of his mercy and love to guide humanity. This is how the prayer was established by them and us today. We're not doing anything different. And you see how the human being, he's up tall, and then from there, he brings himself to the lowest part, humbling himself, making what's called sajda. This is a beautiful experience. I request that any non-Muslim, not yet Muslim out there, just to, you know, humble yourself, right? De-stress. Count your blessings. Count your favors that the Creator has given you. Put your head down and be thankful. Say the Creator of the heavens and earth, guide me and thank you for everything you've given me. This is one benefit we can derive from this, watching Mike Tyson do this. And if you're a fan of Mike, like many are, try it. You tried throwing the right like he throws, the left, the uppercut that he's known for. Why don't you try making the sajda, the prostration, like he's doing now, and establishing a direct connection with the Creator of the heavens and earth. Let me continue on so I don't get carried away here. I get very excited seeing this. Now, very important, this is not a war cry, as the media sometimes will have you believe, and they'll show Muslims saying, Allahu Akbar, and then some things will blow up. No, this is praising the Creator of the heavens and earth, saying God Almighty is greater than the money, greater than the fame, greater than anything. You're taking a time out from the rat race of life, and you're going to give praise and thanks. He don't need it. You need it. Just like when a doctor gives you medicine, hopefully it's not the drugs, but the real medicine. Now that's supposed to heal your body. The body, the doctor doesn't benefit from it. God Almighty doesn't need any of this. Allah don't need our prayers. It's us that need the prayer. Just like the body, you see, the body needs food and water, nourishment, nutrition, proper nutrition. Tayyibat, halal, good food, real food, not fake food. That's another topic. But the body at the same time, the body also needs, we forget about that. It needs its connection to its creator for the spiritual nourishment that the soul needs. You deprive the body of food and water, what happens? It's going to get sick. You're going to start to wither away and die. You deprive the soul of its connection with its creator, of that spiritual nourishment, which this is what it is. What happens? There's a void in there, and then the heart ends up becoming sick. The body ends up following shortly after. You get sick, spiritually sick. And that's why people turn towards drugs and alcohol and all sorts of debauchery, because they have that empty void. But this fills that void. This, the salat. So back to what I was saying. He's saying Allah is the greatest, greater than any of these things. And Jews and Christians who are Arabic speaking, they say Allah also. So this is not some different God. Jesus, as I always say, he spoke Semitic language, not English. And he would say Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the creator of the heavens and earth. Allah. God Almighty Allah is telling us in the Quran, O you who believe, respond to the call of Allah and his messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. That's the prayer. Look, it gives life to a dead heart. And then the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he gave an example. He said the difference between the one who remembers his creator and the one who doesn't is like the living and the dead. So if the heart is dead, what brings it back to life is this prayer.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And also there's another ayah verse in the verbatim word of God Almighty where Allah is saying, verily the prayer restrains one from shameful and unjust deeds. So these are, that's another one of the benefits. It's helping you be conscious, have taqwa of Allah, consciousness of your creator. So if you're going to go do something vile, disgusting, something bad, it should be, if you're doing it right, stopping you from doing these things to make you a better, morally upright human being. I keep saying verbatim word of God Almighty because this is not a man-made book. You put it to the test, you'll come to know the same. If you're being genuine, not disingenuous, if you're asking for guidance and you're looking into the Quran, you'll find out that there's no way it can come from Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, from the devil, from a group of men coming together to put it together. So if you eliminate all these options, avenues, and you erase that doubt, there's only one option left, that it is indeed from the creator of the heavens and earth. And God Almighty, Allah is telling us in this Quran, guard strictly your prayers. Guard them strictly. If you fear an enemy, pray on foot while riding. So there's no excuse to miss the prayer. If you're traveling, you can combine. If you're got a backache, you can sit down. Even if you can't sit, you can pray laying down. There's no excuse to miss the salah. Because that reminds me that this is the first thing that a believer, if you believe in Tawheed, if you're monotheist, a pure monotheist, if you declare it, if you're a Muslim, let's say you're a Muslim now, you're one who is submitted to the will of the Creator, not the creation, you're trying to be morally upright, adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah, this being one of the pillars of Islam, we know that this is the first thing that a believer is going to be questioned about, his or her salah. And if this is intact, everything else will, inshallah, fall in place. So that goes back to that nourishment, that spiritual nourishment for the heart, for the soul. And it goes back to what I was saying earlier. The body can look strong. You could be doing all of this, all of the curls, all of the lifts, all of those things, and you look healthy from the outside, but inside, the heart is not healthy because the person hasn't been feeding it with the nourishment that it needs. And that's what we said earlier, is the remembrance of Allah. And that's when the hearts truly find rest. And this is actually mentioned in the Quran where God Almighty Allah is saying,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ Allah is saying, those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. For without a doubt, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. So we can benefit from this being around good companionship. We need to be around good people who are going to remind us of our purpose in life. When we slip up, they're going to remind us to get back on the straight way, on the straight path. They're going to remind us when it's time to make salah, we're going to go back and make salah. They're going to remind us when we're heedless, when we forget. So good companionship, this is very important. We can see that when brothers come together, reminding each other, making salah together is beautiful. Two, we discuss many of the benefits. Over and over, salah is repeated in the Quran. God Almighty is reminding us. It's like if you got someone that you really trust, someone that you admire, a mentor, and he's giving you great advice. He's telling you, this is how you can be successful. Well, Allah, God Almighty, the Creator, is telling us over and over, and His Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us the key to success. Miftahul jannati salah. The key to paradise, to that success, is salah. So make sure, Mike Tyson, I remind myself and everybody out there, all my brothers and sisters, hold on firmly to salah. Never let it go. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you've been away from the deen, hold on. Come back to it. Make sajda. Leave off the things that the corruptors of the heart, those things that don't bring satisfaction, peace, contentment to the heart. They distance you away from your Creator. Come back to salah that connects you, reconnects you to your Creator. Don't fall into despair. Whenever you're troubled, turn back to salah. And those who've never prayed before or seen this for the first time, give it a try. You might have tried everything else. Why not try humbling yourself, asking the Creator of the heavens and earth for guidance? Put your head on the ground like Mike Tyson did and the brothers, and ask, just like Jesus did and all the messengers before him and the one who was sent after him, who is a messenger for you and for all of mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And look into Islam. And we give our brother Mike the advice. Who are you to give him advice? Said he, well, that's my brother. Is to use this platform that the Creator has given him to go ahead and do good, because that's a form of dawah, letting people see the Muslim side of Mike. And no matter what he's done in the past, he can always rectify those bad deeds and turn them towards good deeds and be a great example like Muhammad Ali was. And look what kind of impact Muhammad Ali had. Imagine what kind of impact Mike Tyson can have if he started to really even more get grounded in the deen, live this deen, practice this deen, share this deen, and imagine what an impact that he can have and leave a greater legacy. Because all this stuff, all this other nonsense is going to be forgotten about.
This is garbage. I can say I bled for garbage.
So this is meaningless?
No, at one time it meant a lot. When you're just a young kid, this is everything to you. But then you realize your priorities change.
But what stays with you are the legacy, the true legacy, is those deeds that carry on from this life that are transferable to the next. So we'll see you next time, guys. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. Support us on our Patreon page and tune in here weekly, daily, for more episodes of The Deen Show. We'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
This is the Deen Show.